Early Breakfast with Africa Milani on 702.
Let's rock the talk. And very good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Africa. Today we're reviewing something that you and I tested out again, and I love that. I just come and drop off things and say, please test it out and give me feedback. So yes. I'm making you work hard every Thursday.
Just a little bit.
On Test It Out Thursday. So it is called a Mitts for Africa, and I got hold of it through a surfer and a doctor, Dr. Pinar. We're actually speaking on the beach, and we were talking about weather, and we were talking about surfing, and then he said to me, do you know about this brand that I've been using? I go for a surf, and then I quickly go and do a wipe down if I have to rush to a meeting, and I thought, oh yes, it's a wipe. How amazing can that be? And he said, no, no, no. And the next minute, as Murphy's Law would have it, one of the owners actually walked past James and told me a little bit more about the product. So I thought, let's get the team from Mitts for Africa to tell us more, and then you and I'll debate about what we loved and what we didn't like about the product.
Hi, I'm Aggie, and together with my partner James, we have a startup business called Mitts for Africa. We focus on new and innovative methods to clean when water is limited or inaccessible. Here's a brief description about our product, the Mitt, a waterless alternative for cleaning. Ever used wet wipes to clean your entire body? Well, then you probably know that you need dozens of them. Our Mitts make use of a similar process, but you only need one. The Mitts are much stronger, and since they cover your entire hand like a fingerless glove, it makes the process easier and more efficient. Impregnated with a specially formulated natural and pH balanced solution, no residue is left behind on your skin, making you feel fresh. Additionally, our Mitts are made out of bamboo fiber and therefore 100% biodegradable and environmentally friendly. Now you may ask yourself, why do I need this? The answer is simple. The Mitt will become your best buddy on your next camping trip, at a festival or after a run, hike or cycle before heading to your favorite coffee shop, because who wants to smell of sweat, right? It is an ideal product to have in your car for when you need it. To not bore you with any more facts, head over to our Instagram at Mitts for Africa or website www.mittsforafrica.com to check out more on our products, as we also stock mitts for dogs, bikes and more.
And I absolutely, I love that it actually started with mutt mitts. That's where the whole idea started. So it's wipes for dogs. They have baby friendly wipes, wipes for your bicycles, which is the one I tested last week when I was cycling across the Kruger. Cars, boats, boots, certain shoes on your skin, on your baby skin. So there's different packaging, and it literally is a mitt that you put on your hand.
Yeah.
And I tried it last week on the Kruger. I used the bicycle one because I was covered in, my bike was covered in dust, and I just wanted to give it a quick wipe down, and I knew I would have limited access to water and actually clean my bike after every ride because of drought and because of limited water usage out there. And I must say, I was really impressed. The thing, and then I used one on the beach as well after a swim full of sand, so I wiped down my feet, and both mitts that are different mitts that I used were brown when I was finished with them.
as they should be.
And I took the one that I took to the beach, I actually took that in the shower with me just to wash and see how much more I can use, because it is kind of reusable, and you can get another one or two uses out of it, and then use sanitizer on it just to make it work for yourself.
That for me was the question I was left with, right? Because I did not test it as nearly as much as you did. But I did wipe down some surfaces at my place because, of course, I was anticipating this conversation. I do like the idea that my entire hand is safe, right? That I can put my hand into this glove. It fits quite snugly. You can really feel the strength of the quality of the material is very, very good. And there's a sense that whatever you are picking up off those surfaces will definitely not make it way to your hand in any way whatsoever. So for people who are concerned about that, it certainly is a form of safety. But then after I'd finished, I went, what do I do now? And I think the package we got was a sample
package. We did have the sample package.
So therefore, it did not necessarily have any instructions that say this is how you clean the material.
Well, it's actually meant to be for a one-off use, because it's like a wipe, but you can push it a little bit further and reuse it. And what I like about the fabric, it's made from bamboo, so it is biodegradable. So once you've finished with it, for anyone that's worried about the environment, that's always been my big thing about these wipes, is what do I do when I'm done?
done with my pile of wipes that I've used to clean my body after a cycle or after a swim. This is a natural fiber, fully biodegradable, and it can be refreshed, as we were saying, after a little bit, just by giving it a bit of a wash.
I would be much happier if it was going to be one of those that says you can use it, I don't know, 10 times before you throw it away. So if there is a concern for me, it's that after a single use, possibly two uses, I then have to throw it away. That, and yes, it's biodegradable, which is nice because it's better for the environment. I get that. But really, we should get to a point where we use the product more than once.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you, African. I'm laughing because that's exactly why I gave it to you, because I wanted us to debate about this. But then if you think about how many wipes you use when you actually use a packet of wipes, I go through about 6, 8, or 10 wipes when I do a mountain biking event or if I'm busy cleaning myself after a swim. So I love the fact that I do get a nice big use out of one or two of the uses. And what I like about it, it's paraben, sulfate, and phosphate free. It's 100% biodegradable. It's safe and effective, and they're just really great to use and just easy to throw into your gym bag. It does come in a pack of 15. So as you were saying, it would be nice to get a few more uses out of it. And I just think it's just a great product and a great alternative. It's something that I'd been looking for because I was getting a bit irritated with all the wipes and throwing things away. And the process is simple. You just go onto their website, you choose a product that you need cleaning. They've got mat mitts, bike mitts, sanitizing mitts. They've got them all on the website. And you can literally choose anything. Body wash mitts, care mitts, disinfectant mitts. And I think I gave you the disinfectant to try. And it's on the packaging, it says 100% biodegradable fiber mitts, safe for any system, and no water or rinsing required. But we did rinse because mine were brown and black afterwards. But I'd like to see
you. And then what I'm going to do is try what you did, which is to then spritz it again with disinfectant and just make sure that it still has that element, obviously, of protection.
And it's so nice. I mean, the quality, I mean, you've used it and it didn't fall apart after you wiped off. And I mean, I was rigorous. I was literally wiping my feet, wiping my bike with it because I really wanted to put it through its paces. I wanted to see if it was going to tear, if it was going to get damaged, and it didn't. So I like that. So it's a mitt that works, and it's definitely something that's worth throwing if you're worried, if you are heading to the gym or you want something into your fitness bag, or if you're going on a mountain bike event or a running event, you're going to be camping and you don't have access to water. This is definitely something worth investing in, worth getting.
If you're a person who goes through bags and bags and bags of wipes, this is a much cleaner, environmentally friendlier option that you should really consider. Thank you very much for having us try that out. What are we doing tomorrow?
It's going to be World Yoga Day on Monday, so I thought let's get a heads up on what's happening this weekend to celebrate World Yoga Day.
All right, Liesel van der Veste, and thank you very much as always. Lovely to have you in studio. She'll join us again tomorrow. Remember, on a Friday, she joins us at 10 minutes to 5. That's at 10 minutes to 5.